Welcome to the Tag Sustainability Talk Podcast, where we bring you insightful conversations and deep dives into the world of sustainable living. On this show, we'll be chatting with a variety of guests to explore the latest in sustainability topics. Plus, we'll be revisiting some of the most intriguing panel discussions from the Tag Smart Communities and Sustainability Society, and getting even more in depth with the incredible panelists. So grab your headphones and join us on this journey towards a greener, smarter future. We can't wait to share these conversations with you. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tag Sustainability Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Backus, and I'm thrilled to bring you the second part of our in-depth conversation about the Rowan Project. If you caught part one, you know we're talking about something huge. 2,000 acres with 22 million square feet of commercial development really focused on research and innovation in the life sciences, ag tech, clean energy, and general technology areas. All of this driven by a long-term vision to really push the boundaries of innovation and sustainability. In this episode, we're picking up where we left off with Mason, diving even deeper into the details. We're exploring the partnerships with local universities and surrounding cities and how they're turning Rowan into a living lab for things like e-mobility and advanced infrastructure. So let's jump back in and continue this fascinating conversation about the Rowan Project. So you had mentioned the Curiosity Lab, and are there any other collaborations that you have? I know you mentioned also the Metro Atlanta Chamber. Are there any other local organizations that you are involved with?
Well, we partner closely with the University of Georgia as well.
Universities, yes.
We have several what we call living lab projects. One of them is led by UGA, also includes Georgia Gwinnett College and Gwinnett Tech, that is around e-mobility. And Rowan serving as, and Curiosity Labs has spoken to this as well.
I was going to say, I know Curiosity Labs is doing a lot.
And it's around Rowan serving as this test bed for power infrastructure, for building on the autonomous vehicle concept. Because when you have 2,000 acres, we're thinking about transportation, of course, along University Parkway and regionally. But we're also thinking about the fact that we have 2,000 acres that's 4 miles long and a mile and a half wide. People are going to need to move within Rowan itself efficiently.
Yeah.
So we've got great projects going on there. I've spent a lot of time in Savannah and Gainesville and Macon, as well as Atlanta and Augusta. I was in Augusta recently with President Keene there and learning about their cyber center. All of those are folks where we are listening, we're learning, finding ways to support their great work again going on.
Sure,
and then how could we use Rowan either programmatically or through our real estate to bring value and create a culture and expectation in the market that Rowan is a place where you come together to do things that you would not otherwise be able to accomplish. And that's where we want to spend our time and resources to build those partnerships.
Yeah. Since you had touched on, I guess, some of the e-mobility, my mind just went to infrastructure. And, you know, what do you envision some of the key infrastructure developments? Obviously, you've got a lot of the utilities already in place, you said.
Right.
And then you're building out that transportation. So what do you want to do differently?
Right.
Since you get to plan this out over longer periods of time.
Absolutely. One, it started from the ground up. You know, the Department of Transportation at Gwinnett County, Lewis Cooksey, a great friend, partner in bringing Rowan to life. And again, to Gwinnett's credit, they said, let's use Rowan to push the envelope on some of our standards, right? And how we think about everything from the road profile and how we design the road to working with partners like Georgia Tech, UGA, and others to think about the landscaping and allowing the landscaping to be informed more by the topography of the site as opposed to just standardization, put the crepe myrtle over here and that's what belongs, right? And those different types of inputs from the ground up have really informed this first $32 million in infrastructure, where we did things like removing traditional curb and gutter. Which reduces the width of the road profile by multiple feet, because it's a four-lane boulevard right. that's going through the property
okay.
for this roadway. So that's, I don't know, 5-6 feet or so of clearing, grading, trees being cut down, that all because of just removing traditional curb and gutter, we've, over a 2-mile stretch, that's a reasonable amount of land that you're not having to impact and use for infrastructure. We also changed the profile of the curb. So it's water sheeting off in stormwater. We have rain gardens that are gathering, you know, the stormwater on site. The removal of the concrete has significantly reduced the amount of concrete in the overall project, which is one of the larger.
So you're reusing a lot of that?
We're reusing it, but also by removing the concrete, which is one of the larger CO2 contributors in the construction process, that's probably cut close to in half, if not more, because of the change in the design. Using this technology infrastructure, we're also able to have these sensors that are looking at rainfall. They're looking at temperature of the water in the runoff that eventually goes into the streams as a part of our watershed.
That's
UGA
amazing.
Has been a partner around doing that. Marshall Shepard that's there mm-hmm. is a great partner and helping us to think through looking at Rowan, where right now there are no buildings.
Right.
We have the infrastructure, but how can we study and learn from that over the years ahead, where we start with a baseline and we test construction best practices.
Right.
And what works well, what doesn't? What can we learn yeah. from the sustainable process that is known today
right.
to further refine and change how we construct buildings 20 years from now? And
right.
we want wow. Rowan to be a place like that, where we okay. can gather that data, share it transparently, and say, look, you know, we thought this was the best way to do it. Turns out there may be some other ways we can
right.
be thinking about that.
Interesting.
As well. So it's, okay. it's, and we want to invite the companies that we're bringing in to have that mentality as well. Show off
yeah.
their technology.
Yeah. Put their thumbprint on it.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah,
exactly. So that's a big part of the work and the investment in the sustainability, the investment in the infrastructure, so that when you drive at Rowan and when you go out there right now, it should, and it does look and feel different than even just a normal road.
Very cool.
If you pay attention to the landscaping and how the design came together.
You mentioned e-mobility, since we're talking about transportation. How are you planning to accommodate electric vehicles? And are you building in the charging as you're building, or how are you guys approaching that?
That's part of the work with UGA and with George Gwinnett College
okay.
and Gwinnett Tech, is looking at where could charge points be located? How could we think about multimodal connection points? Because we're on University Parkway
yes.
and we're about 32 miles from Atlanta
okay.
and about 33 miles from Athens. So we are dead center with 2,000 acres.
You're the next between Georgia.
Yeah, and the ability to build out 22 million square feet, which what 22 million square feet translates to 100,000 jobs
mm-hmm.
just in Rowan over the next 30 years. So things like e-mobility, transportation, a diversity of modes for transportation is
yes.
core to how we're thinking about our infrastructure. And then as we build out places like the Rowan Village, what does that look like as a jobs hub? How do we not just contribute
right.
jobs, but contribute solutions
right.
to moving people around efficiently
yes.
and supporting the companies that are going to have thousands of workers?
And not just thinking about cars
exactly.
as the solution.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right.
It's such a rarity.
In our design guidelines, it's required that any campus, so a company coming in and mm-hmm. building a campus, has to have other ways to get to the Rowan Village beyond just getting in a car.
I love that.
So
that's
whether
great.
It's multimodal trails, it's e-bikes, different pathways that we can cut through those stream corridors and keep those as permeable surfaces, all of that, while they'll design their individual campus,
right.
it's also, they'll be working with our team at the foundation to say, well, how do we connect your 500 employees to the coffee shop, to the event space, to the
gotcha.
Convergence Center to get people together?
So that was one other thing. In just doing some research, I saw the 22 million square feet of development. And that was hard for me to wrap my brain around. And so I went and I actually tried to find some ideas around what does a million look like? And I guess one of the things that I came across was it's about the size of one of the Amazon fulfillment centers. And then also it's more than 20 football fields worth of space. And then my favorite one was it is three vehicle assembly buildings, the VAB, down at Cape Canaveral, where they actually put the rockets together.
Oh, wow.
So it's just...
it's and a then, lot.
Yeah, it's in 5.5 Biltmore Estates homes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was just like, wow, these are massive things. And then it's 22 of those.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that just gives you some sort of, I don't know, way to comprehend the scale of this project.
Right. It is. It's a lot. And we have this great graphic when we first launched Growin, in part because of the 2,000 acres and the 22 million square feet, that shows if you laid at scale 2,000 acres, our outline, essentially over Atlanta,
right,
it would go from Piedmont Hospital down to the Capitol, from Piedmont Park over to Atlantic Station.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
That's 2,000 acres. Now, we're not building at the density of Midtown and downtown and areas, but it just gives a sense of the timeline and that it will take to curate that community, number one. So patience, there's enthusiasm, we're leaning in. It's going to take patience to get certainly to 22 million square feet.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I guess since we're talking about infrastructure, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about power. Are you guys planning to do any generation on site? Are you pulling from the grid or a mixture?
It'll probably be a mixture.
Yeah.
We have a substation that's on site.
Okay.
Georgia Power has been a great partner. Kim Green actually serves on our executive advisory council.
Okay.
Walt Farrell, who now, big congratulations to him and his new leadership role. He's been a partner on the economic development side at Georgia Power. Also Jackson EMC and other EMCs that are around the region. So power is core.
Yes.
Any company that we have talked to up to this point, of course, power is top of mind.
Absolutely.
Water is top of mind. How are those different services being provided, but also not just now when you turn on a building, but how they're provided over time. What's the plan?
Right, right.
And many of those companies are thinking about renewables. They're thinking about where's our power coming from? How dependable is it? And how can Rowan provide that for them? So as a part of 22 million square feet, we've worked closely with our power partners to plan out different substations, different options for renewables to be able to connect them back to what they need for their specific project.
Gotcha. That's all amazing. And I hope it all is straightforward.
Well, it's anything but straightforward. Yes. But the beauty of a project like Rowan is in the complexity.
I can
imagine.
In so
many ways, right?
Yeah.
Because when you have the right partners, when you have the right leadership, and you have this long-term mission and vision, and people are coming to the table to say, we want to come up with a solution together.
Yes.
And we welcome that. We need that desperately in many ways.
Yeah.
And what do each of us have to contribute to try to find that solution? And when you can do that in a complex setting like Rowan with those leaders, then hopefully you're coming away with a new way to do something.
Yes.
That then can be replicated. We can carry that across the state. We could carry it across the country. A new way of thinking about growth, development, power, utilities, services, workforce. And Rowan becomes this place that says, hey, it's not about us, but we want to start new things here.
Yes.
We want to inspire people to think about a new way of doing things and be a model for that type of excellence and that type of intentional focus moving forward.
Yeah, I think just having the long-term vision is something that people hear going into it, and it sets the tone. So I think that is great. So I wanted to touch on the real estate. We had already talked about the 22 million feet of development and what that looks like. But what's the breakdown between commercial, residential, mixed use?
Sure. We have three different land uses. We have the Rowan Village, which is the mixed-use area, and there'll be probably two or three of those ultimately over time within the 2,000 acres. We'll start with the first one right off of University Parkway. Mm-hmm. That'll be 50 to, say, 100 acres with great park space that connects to the rest of the project with those different uses and amenities coming together. Then there's medium-density sites. So those could be companies looking for 5 acres up to 20 acres or so.
Okay.
And then low-density sites, which would be 20 acres on up. That diversity of options supported by the utilities and jobs that will be on site is a part of our focus right now. So I mentioned we're working with a number of companies through Commissioner Wilson's office and our other economic development partners to get those folks in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then building out the market analysis for the Rowan Village and saying what will be supported now in the near term to get that underway along with our convergence center.
Okay.
So there's several different real estate components that our infrastructure provides access to all three of those different land uses. So we can bring those to bear in the market.
Okay. And just to be clear, when I hear low density, medium density, mixed use, residential comes to mind, but this is mostly focused on the commercial and
that's right,
bringing business in.
Mostly commercial. Okay. The village itself, our covenants cap our residential at 20% of our land.
Okay.
So it was something where, you know, a lot of the residential needs are met in the surrounding community,
yes,
the surrounding region. This isn't intended to be a single family home development,
right,
but we do want to have a variety of housing, not just condos or kind of $5 million homes. That's not really what we're looking for.
Right.
But, you know, folks, for teachers and researchers and executives all to be able to find a place to call home at Rowan, and
right,
for that to be a part of the community that we build, but not to be the answer for everything. That'll
right,
be,
right,
and even not just within Gwinnett County, it'll be Barrow County, Hall County, you know, in towards Atlanta. And that's why that regional perspective and partnership is so important, because it's,
I really appreciate that. There's so many times, especially in the municipal context, that the region is not necessarily considered. It's more about our residents and our problems. So
right,
I appreciate that you are looking bigger, and it sounds like that goes hand in hand with the long-term vision, and it really is all about the bigger picture,
right,
which is amazing.
And sharing those things openly. I mean, our design guidelines, our zoning, we've shared those with all of the counties and community. They're on our website.
Okay.
Because we want people to know what we're planning and the quality of the development that we're planning and how we're thinking about greenways and trails and
yes,
connecting even outside of Rowan, so that people can make decisions from their own place that they call home or work, and thinking about, well, these are the decisions we want to make based on that and how Rowan will grow over time.
Bringing in a lot of the commercial, I can imagine there's going to be a lot of supporting commercial businesses. I can imagine everybody needs to eat. And is a lot of that going to be consolidated around the village area and kind of that mixed use?
Yeah, within Rowan, the retail, food and beverage, hopefully we'll have a few great hotels kind of integrated into the landscape.
Yeah.
Will be a part of it. And then, of course, folks will head to Decula. They'll head to Lawrenceville. They'll head to Auburn. People will have spouses and partners that work in Athens or work in Loganville or, you know, Peachtree Corners.
Yeah.
So the people will be going all over. And, and again, our desire is to build something that's authentic to Rowan, have a great experience for workers and people that live there, and be a unique destination in and of itself, and then have great partnerships that lift up the region.
Since you just mentioned partnerships, you've already mentioned a lot of the universities that are on your board, UGA, Georgia Tech, Emory, Spelman, Gwinnett College. Are there any other ways that you're partnering with, I guess, local businesses or the surrounding cities? And I guess, how are you pulling together the region in that regard?
Right. We spend a lot of time with our community partners. We have a Decula community advisory coalition that comes out on site, and of course they're most closely impacted, particularly by infrastructure and roads being closed and planned and all those things. So we spend a lot of time there. We of course work closely with the Chamber, the Atlanta Regional Commission, Anna Roche and her team. So I spend a lot of time outside of Rowan sharing the mission, the vision, the growth, hearing about what their plans are for their community, how they'll grow over time, answering questions, some concerns, you know, what does this look like 5 years, 20 years from now for us?
Right. It's a lot of unknown for people.
A lot of unknown. So we've had many events and things. We'll hold a State of Rowan actually with the Gwinnett Chamber and with Partnership Gwinnett here in a couple of months. We do that every year. That's kind of on the ground, inviting folks to come hear about our progress, what's in the future, and just leave that as an open invitation in a more formal setting. And then we also have this newly formed executive advisory council that are these leaders that come from Savannah, they come from Atlanta, they come from Athens, they come from Augusta and beyond to help advise and provide perspective and, again, create a pathway of conversation for us to support and learn more about what they have underway.
I guess my next topic, which I really feel like we've talked about in the preceding conversation in general, but community engagement. Is there anything that you haven't really covered on the community engagement side? I know you've talked about, you just mentioned the state of Rowan and how you are engaging with the local cities around you and stuff like that. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I mean, there's a number of ways that we do that now and that we have planned for in the future. We partner with Gwinnett County when they host, particularly the parks team.
Okay.
When we're talking about open space, we're talking about connectivity. Some of that connects to Rowan, of course, and to the trails that we'll also have. So we join them in public community meetings as a part of that work. We also, once the roads, those are actually being dedicated over to the county, there'll be public trails and infrastructure that we constructed and that they'll open up, planning things like a 5K run and walk out on the site that isn't just about exercise and health, which is one of our programmatic drivers, right? Life science, health, well-being, what does that look like? But also to say, let's get on site, learn about nature, learn about that history.
Yes.
Learn about the environment that is Rowan, that is now a part of your community. So it becomes more than just, well, there's a big life science company there with a bunch of people. That's interesting and that's helpful for the economy, but it's also a place that a lot of folks call home. And I hope that they're proud of and know about and share with others, with their coworkers, with their family members, you know, wherever they go. And part of that is getting folks on site. It's making people feel more than just informed, but to have ownership a part of what Rowan ultimately becomes is to be beneficial and a point of pride for the people that live in and around Rowan. So ongoing community engagement. Some of it's formal, some of it is more organic, and it's really about meeting people where they are and sharing what we're doing.
Now, one of the things you just mentioned and planning out trails and things, it made me think that there's a lot of specialties that you guys have to interact with and encompass. How big and diverse is the Rowan Foundation itself? Do you guys bring in the specialties you need for when you need them, or?
We do. I mean, we have a core team within the foundation, and then we form different partnerships for the different projects that we have, whether that's around construction or communications or design and sustainability, to meet those specific initiatives. Gotcha. And how do we activate them? So we're being a 2,000 acre startup, essentially, but that has great partnerships and capital behind it with Gwinnett County. It gives us that freedom to be creative, find people that are also thinking creatively, they're being innovative and leaning into these different areas that we need expertise in.
Yes, yes.
And then for the foundation, for me to say, there's a lot that I don't know, a whole lot.
That's a humbling experience,
right? And that's, you know, you recognize that every day when you're leading a project like this. But then when you pivot with that and you say, I don't know everything, but I know some really smart people in these different places.
Yes.
And we need to invite them in to contribute their expertise, to contribute their network, to contribute their experience. And that always makes for a better outcome. And our team learns something.
Yes, yes.
Those individuals have the opportunity to really shape something in a meaningful way and ultimately create Rowan to be reflective of what all of these different hands that come in to shape it over the decades will become.
Yeah, and I can certainly imagine you pulling in a lot from the universities and
absolutely,
a lot that you have a variety of specialties to pull from in the Atlanta area.
Yep.
Let's pivot here for just a moment, but what are some of the biggest challenges facing such a massive and complex development like this? I can imagine there are many, and I'm sure a lot of it is, as you just mentioned, just the ability and willingness to admit you don't know. I can see that how that helps smooth a lot of these things, but what are some of the bigger challenges facing you?
You know, we're building something from the ground up.
Yeah.
That has this really long-term mission and vision, and it's not small. It's 2,000 acres, and it has, and we have a bold vision that, yes, that even spans beyond Georgia. How do we create a place that is taking on global challenges? And I don't like doing small things. I don't like making small plans. I want to do big, bold, meaningful work. Mm. That takes time to build that culture within your team.
Yes.
And the different skill sets to execute, but it also requires forming trusted partnerships beyond Rowan, yes, and across the state. Those take time to bring together. It takes time to build trust with other leaders, which is why a lot of my time is spent with these partners and saying, how can we help, asking questions, sharing what we're doing. And again, not just for information. I think that's so important in work that we do around big ideas. Mm, is yes, that I'm not just informing you. I am inviting you. I'm inviting you, and I need your input. I need your participation.
You make it a conversation rather
right,
than an
because
ask.
Rowan will not be successful if our universities aren't successful. Rowan will not be successful if our cities and our communities are not successful. That's Rowan true, will not be successful if our companies and industry that call Georgia home are not successful.
Right, right.
So all of that is on the line, and a passion of mine to say, I want to support all of these great leaders doing amazing things, and I have a responsibility to build a global brand that is competitive with places like Research Triangle
right,
Park,
right,
like Austin, like Stanford on the West Coast, and other research and innovation districts and communities that are really around the world.
Absolutely.
And Rowan is a five-year-old project. RTP has been around for almost 70 years.
I was going to say, this is definitely a fledgling.
Exactly. So we have the spirit. We have the desire. We have the conviction. Some of the challenges are just that time, that patient intensity, the clarity of message, and the invitation to build trusted relationships with those that you know you need help from.
Right.
And then just getting out there and delivering a consistent message and getting wins in the doors, wins being companies that construct projects that are going to connect with our institutions, mm-hmm, and building a diverse, vibrant community at the heart of it. All of that has to be wrapped around, well, how do you govern it? How do you manage it? How do you execute development? How do you remain nimble? How do you keep it as a place that believes in always looking around the corner? And
yes,
that is the expectation.
That can be difficult.
And that can be difficult. And you have to live that out every day as a part of the work of Rowan.
Yeah.
And then others around you where you do build those partnerships start to become ambassadors.
Yes.
And they share that expectation with others. And that's really where you can start to accelerate. So they're exciting challenges, but they are absolutely necessary and a training ground as we move forward.
So, well, Mason, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Rowan and follow Rowan for that matter?
Can get in touch with me through our website, rowanlife.com. We have a connect button on there for people to be able to connect and also learn more about development opportunities, business opportunities that are there. A lot of information about, of course, our real estate and community to learn about sites and the infrastructure, kind of where we are in the development process. Pretty active on LinkedIn. Folks can find me on there as well. And we're just excited to have the conversation, to share our mission and vision, invite people into the process, and continue to do great things for Georgia.
And I can vouch, there is a lot of information to dig into on the website. It's not just a brochure page.
Right. That's right. Right. So, we were intentional behind that and what we wanted to be able to share in a variety of different platforms.
Well, Mason, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure getting to talk with you.
Great.
I look
Thank
forward
you.
To seeing the success of Rowan in the years to come.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the TAG Sustainability Talk podcast. We hope you find our discussions both enlightening and inspiring. We'd like to give a special thank you to Portal Innovations Science Square for allowing us to record this episode at their offices. More information about becoming a member of the Technology Association of Georgia, Georgia's largest technology association, and to access exclusive content and events, please visit tagonline.org. While you're there, you can visit the Society's page and check out our list of upcoming events or pick up a copy of the latest ecosystem report. If you'd like to get in touch with us or learn more about the Society, please reach out through the TAG Smart Communities and Sustainability Society page on LinkedIn. Until next time, keep learning and pushing towards a more sustainable future.